We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Also, this is also a chance to get into something that is very interesting, and it's like the let's delve into something that maybe can get a little uncomfortable, Steve. Collections. You want to be able to, okay?
Take
it's not
you seriously
easy
with those glasses. On.
I know.
Okay, collections.
Collections like that. We have to go through collections. Sometimes, like some people, sometimes we got to build. Hey, we got to build a collect. You got to build to pay your bills. You got to build to get stuff done. You get that done. That's part of the thing.
That's part of it.
Collection specialist. Manage
really?
Overdue accounts and resolve billing issues. So what you are? You're a problem solver. You're not upset with them. Hey, listen, what's going on here? Let's get some
kill your credit
together.
Though. Let's get this going.
Yeah, exactly. So you have someone. Imagine if someone calls you up and just says, "Hey, listen, let's get a plan to work this thing out." Thank you. I'm trying to work through this stuff. You have a specialist. Then you get a chance to establish repayment plans and monitor accounts. They're flexible. They're willing to work with everything. It's incredible to have that other.
That's good.
It's another avenue that's being done by Carson Schott.
God, Carson.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
He's like a repo man.
Yeah, I'm saying right now, imagine the three of us. What do we do like that? We would have been great for a TV show. Repo, us three going to get vehicles back from somebody like that.
Do it. I'll call him and draw him out of the house.
Start a conversation with him.
I'll be outside. I'll make smart-ass comments. You guys get the car.
Pull up.
With GoPros on.
The website, gocurrency.com/careers. It's time for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados. Grain marketing and crop insurance experts and gurus. Check them out at gotrados.com. GOTREDAS.com. Check it out today. It's a Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday, Bill. What's on your mind today for Bill's Thrills?
Went straight wild card here. We're not on sports. We're way off of this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, way. One sport coat, and that's all she wrote. I want to see if this hits with Steve or not. I hit an age several years ago that I wanted to talk about, and it holds true today. I never have to buy clothes again. You hit an age where you never have to buy clothes again. And it really is about age 50.
This is a rough one.
I never have to buy clothes again.
Are you sure?
There's nothing.
Are you sure?
Of schools that I had participated at in jobs, I have gear from everyone. I have hoodies. I have gear. I have jeans. I have everything. I never have to buy clothes.
Come
I know,
on.
No, if I think about back when I was in whatever age like that, you should go to the mall or go shopping. I haven't been, no, don't need anything. I'm good for clothes, except for one more sport coat.
You're okay.
For a wedding. I'll have to have a sport coat for a wedding. Other than that, there's a unique age that you hit when it's like, I'm done. I don't have to go buy anything else. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And kind of like I'm wrapped up like that. I mean, right now, do you really need to go buy clothes right now?
No,
you don't.
I don't.
So there's a certain spot you hit, and then you kind of see the end game. Like, hey, how old am I? Okay, how long is this going to go on like that? Do I need to go hit the mall quick and maybe get? No, I don't.
This can get you to the finish line.
I'm to the finish line now, and I really hit it.
Not at the finish line,
not
Bill.
The finish line, but I am close.
You're still running, Bill.
I'm still running. Yes, but I'm at the finish line.
Interesting.
Yeah, you hit a spot where it's like there's no longer. Are you buzzing down there and get some clothes? Don't need to.
Kind of feels funny when you do it.
Yeah, kind of weird like that. And then jeans, the chance of me wearing my jeans out that I have right now, zero.
Oh, come
zero
on.
Chance of being
you
like,
might
huh.
have to go get some jeans,
no,
maybe?
No, I don't. No, I'm I'm tapped out.
You might.
I'm all done.
He's right.
Yeah.
I think, like, shoes. I don't think I'm going to have to go get shoes again.
I don't
need to. I'm done.
Got mind on me.
Exactly. I have everything I need for life. Yes, maybe some, maybe underwear slash socks.
People
okay.
say that on the text line. Like underwear and socks.
Something like that. But other than that, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm completely done.
I just want to say, we never covered it. You that suit you had on at the wedding, was it last summer or the summer?
2 years ago? 2 years ago, right?
This summer will be two.
Yes.
When I hit this summer. This July will be two.
That was a cranberry suit.
The cranberry was.
Yeah. And I saw, when I walked up and saw you, I was like, whoa, that is nice.
It was. It was nice.
Cranberry.
And that was something I purchased.
Yeah.
That was new.
Yeah. But anyway, no, I see where you're coming from.
I'm telling
you. There's a lot of moments like that you have at
our age. Jake, you're not there, but it's going to hit you at about, you're going to get to be about like 52, 53, everything. We go, you know what? I'm good. Like right now, I have gear from. I still wear a lot of Rutgers gear. They have really good Adidas stuff. I wear a ton of Rutgers gear. Oh yeah, I wear a ton of Rutgers gear. I got a bunch of LSU stuff that I still have. I have Husker stuff. I have stuff from. I still have my Northern Arizona stuff that I wear. I mean,
it's probably in good shape.
You got to wear that sometime. We've never seen that at all.
Everything's in great
shape.
Who
wears Northern Arizona stuff?
Bring the Northern Arizona stuff.
New Mexico State.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
God.
New Mexico State hoodies and stuff.
It's nice stuff.
Nice stuff. So I don't need. There's never a time I have to go to Shields and be like, I'm probably go get a couple hoodies or something. Well, no, I don't need it.
Nope. No, I get it.
You've hit. There's an age that you hit. Anything from the text line,
we got
Jake.
Some response here. Apparently, I already hit the age because Will in Fullerton at Apply Connect says, I'm 42 and I hit that point 10 years ago. He got it 32.
Okay,
no
but I'm okay
early.
With that.
That seems early to me, Will.
Yeah, that's
seems
early.
You're telling me the jeans you have right now wouldn't last your lifetime?
I think they will.
They would. They would last. Jake, you have jeans right now that you can wear until you're 75.
Pretty much.
I believe that.
You do. You have jeans you wear until you're 75.
That.
And Jake will stay the same weight.
I hope so.
He will.
Yeah, I think so.
Anything else, Jake?
The common question you addressed about underwear and socks was what people asked about. You
well,
got
he
there.
Doesn't wear socks.
Not very much. I do
not very much.
Not very much. I don't wear many socks.
Underwear though.
Yeah. Yes. And when I buy socks, it's like an 8-pack of them, and that's it.
I don't know how. Yeah. I don't want to wear socks. I think about that. What you do all the time. But there's just sometimes you have to have them on.
Yeah. There's sometimes I'll wear them occasionally.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a big fan.
Someone says, no Easter shirt or Christmas sweater for you, Bill?
No, we're done. No, we're completely
I said
done.
You have that
I'm
in
done.
Your arsenal,
yeah,
already.
Arsenal already. I have a lot of quarter zips available. Then that's what I wear. Laura says, every time we go out, I go, think about going with a black quarter zip. She goes, she goes, shocker.
Shocker.
That's what I get from her.
Done.
Shocker.
A black quarter zip with jeans is always good.
It's always good. Yeah,
it never looks bad.
Absolutely. Standard issue. Anything else, Jake?
Someone says, I'm 28 with 5-year-old twins, and if it still fits, it's fine for me. Same shirt since college.
Yeah.
28 years old.
If someone can end it at age 28 and not buy new clothes,
save yourself a lot of money.
That's hard to do.
But I used to go shopping quite often. I'd go, and I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to get some clothes.
Never, no.
No, never. I've got 12 to 20 pairs of dress pants hung up.
Yep.
Just ready
to
go.
You're not going to need
them.
This would help you in terms of.
12 to 20. It's in that area.
Downtown.
Rougher.
12
guesstimate.
Downtown Scott says, I got new Levi's like a month ago. Within a week, the belt loop broke.
Oh, that's trouble.
So it's not even made proper anymore, apparently.
Oh, they're made proper. Yeah, Levi's is strong. Levi's is strong.
Tommy says, getting to the age when you can wear a nice black polo to every event is a great milestone.
It is a great milestone.
Or a quarter zip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you have to go through that, I told my wife the other day, I told her, I'm done. I'm checked out completely.
And
it really hits. Honestly, the age is really about late 40s to 50 when you don't have to buy any more clothes.
You're
except
in
for an
it,
event.
Though.
Yeah, I'm in the spot right now. There's zero need. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're like going, now that's a nice looking polo.
No, you don't really need it.
No, don't need it.
No. I'm with you on this. It's interesting.
Bill, the headline again, please.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Feel like you're stuck in career limbo? Clock in, clock out, repeat. no growth, no new opportunities. It's time to break out and break into tech. With CBT Nuggets, you can start building the IT skills that companies are hiring for right now. We make training fast, simple, and practical. From networking to cybersecurity, you'll get short, easy-to-watch videos and hands-on virtual labs so you can build real-world skills without expensive gear or complicated setups. For just $59 a month, you get unlimited access to our full training library. That includes certifications, skill-based learning, and practice exams, a $100 value included free. Learn anytime, anywhere, and get job ready on your terms. Thousands have used CBT Nuggets to launch new careers, and you can too. Right now, CBT Nuggets is offering a free trial. Easily find the training you need and test it out with no commitment. Start your 7-day free trial now at cbtnuggets.com. Don't wait. A better job is just a few clicks away.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One sport coat, and that's all she wrote. One more purchase. I have one more purchase in my
life.
You
will go get one.
I will get one. I have a bonus. Yeah, I'll be getting a sport coat. Yes.
Four.
What's that? We have a wedding number two.
Okay.
This in August.
Okay.
Olivia will be getting married, and I'll get a new, probably an attire for that day.
That'd be hard to top the cranberry.
That was a good suit.
I would counsel you. I've seen some guys wearing, it's like almost like a banana color. Sport coat.
Yellow?
Yeah, yellowish with light blue shirt looks good.
Thank
summer
you.
Wear. It
Thank
does.
You.
I give you some fashion advice.
Yeah, but that is
no,
be hard
Steve's
to,
very good at this. Steve
it's
knows
gonna
fashion.
Be hard to top the cranberry.
Yeah. Well, thank
His
you
grandpa
very much.
Did operate a clothing store.
Oh, my grandpa and my dad were, you would not,
your dad
you'd be like, what happened to Steve?
You
like,
wore, he wore a coat and tie every day.
Yeah, every single day. And not, like, my dad could dress. Yeah. Like, I like, man, handsome dude. And my grandpa would always tell me, you got to dress better. I mean, it matters. And it just never caught with me.
I do live by the statement of like that. You can never be overdressed, only underdressed.
Yeah.
And that's a true one too. If you're going to an event, just be like, if you're overdressed, no one says a word, but if you're underdressed, they'd be like, Oh, what do you got going there?
Well, my grandpa used to pull me aside.
Did he?
And say, you got to step it up.
How'd you respond to that?
I mean, I always would say I'm a sports writer. You know, I'm not a.
You fired back.
I'm not a attorney. I don't have to dress like my brothers and my dad. I'm fine. And yeah, just never.
You own a clothing store.
No, my grandpa dressed really well.
I know.
Yeah, he dressed really well.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Trados. It's
the
time
DOS.
To play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance
no, we're
to win
okay.
a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It is the NFL draft week. We had quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame, their colleges yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We did good, right?
You guys won. Today, Hall of Fame running back colleges. What schools did these Hall of Fame running backs
Be
go to?
Be shocked if I didn't know it.
Yeah, we're gold.
Cal. Bam.
Bill's like, no! Dan Fouts did not go to Cal.
We'll be good at this, though.
We'll be good.
If you know, you're
keep
your
doing this, Jay. Keep doing this.
Hall of Fame
do every position.
Back.
Offensive guards.
I could do that tomorrow. Oh, Hall of Fame running back colleges, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Sipple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We just saw something awesome dropping by the station. Guys,
the lighter,
heater.
He had a cup, too, and he lit it.
That was beautiful.
Window open.
That was really well done.
8 a.m.
Heater on the way to
work. Just rolling.
That was 1975 right there.
We just saw better times.
Better times.
In 2025.
He's having a Manawa right now.
He's having a Manawa. He's having a Marlboro. Oh,
he's going to South Oak.
Hall of Fame.
He's going over the bridge to Manawa. He's got some kind of appointment.
Oh, I love when he's flicked out the window. He, that little flick,
that whole thing was beautiful,
that,
right
that,
there.
That was beautiful. I just go sip. Look at this.
I saw it.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
It's time.
Our topic is Hall of Fame running back colleges.
That's not his first cigarette of the
Carl, day. Carl, we got Carl. How do you feel about Hall of Fame running back colleges today?
We'll find out.
All right, Carl, thanks for calling.
Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question. As always, SIP for this goes to Carl. First question to you. What school, Carl, did Hall of Fame running back Curtis Martin go to?
Penn State.
Ooh! Okay, Bill, I think I need you here. I do. In fact, I know I need you.
Well, we don't have to take it, but I think I know what it is.
Okay, now hold on. I thought it was Penn State.
That was a confident guess. Incorrect on Curtis
Martin. Okay, let's just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath because we're on a bit of a heater. Let's keep us going. Curtis Martin. I'm going to tell you I don't know.
You want me to risk it? I have a 78% guess.
Do it.
Pitt.
Brilliant.
Pittsburgh is correct. 1-0 lead. Right, so you were in the right state there, Carl. Yeah. It's wrong.
Carl.
1-0 lead for SIP. Bill
Good
is
job,
out,
Bill.
But
Good
he's
job.
Utilized yeah. well. SIP for the 2-0 lead.
Thanks for the commentary, Jake.
Exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, he utilized him properly.
Utilized well, he'll now be unavailable.
But he was used well.
For those who never listened yes. before, yeah, you can't help me out. Yeah. All right, for the 2-0 lead, what school did Hall of Fame running back Jerome Bettis go to?
The Bus.
Layup.
No, oh, not God. For me.
Seriously.
No, uh-oh. not a layup.
Oh, I'm going to lose my mind.
You got a break.
You have the nickname. Yeah, the Bus. What school did he go to?
Jerome Bettis. Why is this not coming to me?
I mean, this is...
You got 5 seconds.
You're calling this a layup.
Five.
Jerome Bettis.
Four.
Jerome Bettis.
Three.
Played
two,
four,
one.
Syracuse.
Nope. Carl, do you want that for the steal or not? Jerome Bettis' college.
I don't have it. Nope.
Bill, what was it?
Notre Dame.
It was Notre Dame. But can't. How bummed are you about that right now?
Yeah,
are you mad at SIP?
It's not
well,
good.
At least he didn't steal it. So,
it's true. He didn't lose. Yeah.
It's not good though. Yeah. Should have known it. I get it.
All right, back to you, Carl, to tie it up. Last question, down 1-0. What school did Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson go to?
Got that one. Don't give him a hint.
Didn't get. I just said, what school? I know. Eric Dickerson, college.
Bill has been well utilized.
5 seconds, Carl.
Yeah, but sure. Let's start naming.
Four.
Miami.
No. SIP, do you want this for the win?
Yes, I want this for the win. I don't want to have another moment like Fouts, though.
Bill's looking at you.
Is there any shot I'd mess this up?
Just say it. It's the layup.
It's SMU.
Yes.
Brilliant!
What do you know? 3-0 start to the week. Guaranteed winning week by Wednesday.
Ellie, please mark that.
Mark the board.
And we are 19-18.
Yeah. Above 500. It looked bleak last week and the week before, but hey, you're back on track.
I've not gotten over what happened to that situation with Ellie.
What's that?
We decided we were going to share a donut. And I had one bite,
yeah.
And Ellie woofed the rest of it.
Ellie, what got into you?
Quickly. I come in, and it was gone. And I don't know what happened.
Ellie, are you eating okay?
Nice try, Carl. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah.
What's our last question, Jake?
Should we be concerned?
Yes.
Last question was this. What school did Hall of Fame running back Franco Harris go to?
Layup. Penn State.
Yeah.
Is it Penn State?
Brilliant.
It is Penn State. And this is the tiebreaker for Bill. Yesterday, we told you that there's 26 quarterbacks in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How many running backs are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
39.
Sip.
It's a good guess. I'll say 41.
I'm surprised, but it's 25. There's
really?
25 running backs in the Hall of Fame.
Low
I confirmed
number.
It. 25 is it.
Because that was the elite position for a long time. So I figured there was more at it earlier.
I was surprised by that as well.
You know what a 25. Fun exercise would be is to see who those guys are.
It's public information.
Try Google. List the running back. how would we ever figure out?
You'd probably find that in a matter of 3 seconds from right now.
We would like to know the running backs that are in the Hall of What would we
All
do?
All right.
We It'd go to an almanac?
It's a fun exercise. I just like to see.
We could have it printed within 30 seconds.
Who are the top three guys that come to mind that are in for sure? Go.
Well, you got to go with Earl Campbell, one, obviously. One? No, I say he's my one. Like that. Barry Sanders.
Barry
Walter
Sanders.
Peyton.
That's a pretty good list
there. Yeah, right there. Be... Well, Emmett is the...
Emmett Smith.
He's the leading rusher, I believe, of all time. Is he not correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Is Marcus Allen in there?
Yes. I believe so, yeah.
Yes.
We're not going to name all 20.
Exactly. Yeah.
We do got time if you want.
We will play this out as long as you guys want to go.
When we come back, hour three, Sean Callahan next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.